Okay, Hedy, Ion's back. Now,
hey.
Ask the question.
Yes, Ion. Hi. The question I asked, did you hear it, or shall I repeat it?
No, we were listening to Zappa. We're sorry.
Good Lord.
Yes,
okay,
he is good, however merciful. Yes, he is.
My question is about the fire in Chile. Did people start the fire to make a point?
No.
What caused the fire?
You.
Why did I do that? I mean...
Why not?
That is a good question, but...
It's the battle
okay.
between the Battle of the Bulge, between you and you. That Battle of the Bulge between you and you is just that. And that causes
okay.
all kinds of contrast, and it's like the toothpaste. If you put enough pressure on it, you don't have to take the tube off. It'll squirt out somewhere else. And that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you set the notion and the motion for everything to go back the way it was. You're on the way back to God, honey, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, or whether you engage it or not. Makes no never mind. It's on. You're too far gone now. It's good. Happy days for you.
Too far gone? That doesn't sound a very appealing.
No. Yeah, it is. Gone is in toward ascension.
Oh, okay. Right on. I like that.
You
see,
hold on. Stop. Y'all
okay.
say, y'all acting like that this ascension is some punishment thing you're having to go through. It's the silliest thing ever. It's silly.
Good point.
But you act like it's some disease you're trying to overcome. It's the cancer. Oh, it's the cancer. We've got the cancer.
Isn't that what they say? Everything you think about
apparently.
Yeah. Okay. I don't really have a good question, to be honest.
Well, that's because we're not interested in your questions. Just look around your magazine. Look at the fucking newspaper your ex-father's reading. And just look at a goddamn headline and say it, Hedy. You don't need your mind in these processes.
Yeah, just pay Zappa. That's all you have to do. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. I read a book recently.
We're so sorry. It started with Bob like that, too. He started that damn book shit, and then it turned into the coach house, and then it turned into something else. Then he doesn't even like T.S. Eliot. How ridiculous. The only good one out of the whole thing didn't even make the top two. And then he gets stuck in the upside down and wondering why L's pissed off, and he comes in, and then the OA comes on, and then you got the magicians, and then you got to come all the way up to the damn Demetri's. Which is where you started to start with, and you're back full damn circle and wonder what happened to the Habsburg and the last time you were in Versailles, and you can't figure out which way the door opened, but you can find the keyhole, and you can look through the keyhole. You can see on the great agate mantelpiece on the surround, there's little Bob sitting there, his little bean porcelain little dude in there with his little bobblehead, bobbing around. I don't say this bobble. Was that Marsha McLuhan and his little bobblehead? Just bobble. Yes, it was.
Fine, indeed. Fine. Thanks, Ron. That's awesome.
Oh, he squeezed to a halt.
And the reason why I mentioned the book is because when I started reading it, I kind of felt your voice coming through in the text, and it made me think about how the author of this book, Dusan Jukic, found the connection of what he was writing, because in a sense, I feel that he is open, and that's, anyway.
You didn't even know what you were saying. You were roaring along with this idea that you just collapsed.
And the question is,
is Hedy yourself?
Yes, a colostomy bag would be appropriate.
Am I correct, Ion, in hearing your voice in a sense through this book, meaning the writings in this book?
The echoes, maybe, but not so much. Methinks thou dost protest too much.
Okay.
That's not an argument. Just don't bring everything back to a bias. You can, but you can't make everything be about the bias. Otherwise, you run out of biases to have biases regarding.
What is a more effective stance for me?
Stop making about what you haven't done and make it about what you have done.
Okay.
That's good advice, Eddie.
Yeah, it's really good advice. That rings home.
Okay. You can think about that. You stay with that. We will move
on. Are you moving on to another caller, or am I moving on with my question?
Well, I thought that one was a big enough answer for you. Stick with what you did rather than what you want to do.
Right, yeah.
Well, you have another question?
No, really, I don't have more questions because I kind of feel like I know the answer already, which I don't, but I do feel like that, so that's what I know now.
Well, those are questions about you. Mike, just look at the newspaper, read any topic that you don't know anything about, and ask about that. And you'll learn something. You already know all about you, but there's no questions about you.
Yeah, but it's also all about my point where I navigate in my world and how I see things. And
somebody take it to the playlist. Put the playlist on. Bob, just play it. Play that, the last one. The one where Kellyanne comes on and straightens out everything. She lets them know them federal judges are fixing to get bopped in the head. Bastard from New York. It's ridiculous. Just play that, Bob, and that'll help her, and then you have something to talk about.
Should I chill more, Ion? Is that what it is? Because I feel pretty chilled, but somehow when I'm talking here, I babble. Play the song, Bob.
There's no song. I can't find it.
Okay.
I'm going to go on to someone else. Okay? Maybe we'll come back.
Yes. Okay.
Let me ask this. Ion, is chili burning to create more carbon for the new changing environment?
Yes. Of course. Of course, Carolyn.
Of course, Carolyn.
Yay, we brought it back home. Yeah. Ours is a simple love.
Yes, and Carol was singing during the the music. So what was that topic, Carol? Fire, chili fire.
Carbon, chili carbon.
Chili carbon.
Wait. You had music? Tell us.
No,
the music, Bob. Play a little music for us. We want some music, Bob. We've not had any Zappa in forever. It's a sad day. Here, up here in heaven. In heaven.
Let's see who this is. Anonymous.
Thanks, guys.
Go ahead, Anonymous.
Bye, Hetty.
Bye, Hetty. You got it, honey. Keep going. Don't worry about it. Be okay. We got your forehead, honey. Don't worry. Bet you not.
It's me. Hello, Ion.
Oh, it's Roxy.
Hey, honey. Like he didn't know that. He's so glib.
I discovered this Assassin's Creed, I really found it fascinating that they portray this toy called the Animus, and they use the blood to just like time traveling and the dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering
that's
if
sort of what you
that,
do. That's what you were wondering if it's what you do, and yes, it is.
Yes, because when I'm in places, I see very clearly how it was in other times, the people, how they would dress, how it was decorated.
Because they still are. It's because they still are. Eva von Braun.
And is this type of technology with dreams and the bloodline and maybe the elements composition some type of technology that they're developing?
Well, Chad is, but he's working on the information. He's got to find some code, like in Westworld, to make it all fit. So he's kind of hung up in the labyrinth right now, but he's working on it. He's going to do good. Just give him one more second. Be patient with him. God's not finished with him yet.
What are the knowing they have gained from studying the elements, the particles?
Electric horsemen.
What is that?
Well, you have the four horsemen of the apocalypse, and you're changing the way power is, so they become electric horsemen.
Oh.
It'll replace the PLO.
What was the reason that there had to be this, like, miming of the Temple of Man, this giant expanded man, with all the objects that is, like, the information inside our bodies? Why do they have to mine that in the Outer Kingdom?
Because of the Tower of Babel and Sodom and Gomorrah. So you still have the power. See, in Babel, they had the power. They could build a tower to God. Well, God knew this because they had the power. They didn't know they had the power, so it had to fall to remind them that they were fallen. You can't get to God that way, and that's what this is about. You can't get to God that way. You have to go this way. And so that's what happened.
Yes, because it's like they're...
Come on, let's
go
up to the Duke of Orleans. Come on, let's go to the Duke of Orleans. Get on, that's the good part. You know you want it. You know you want it. You know you want it.
Yes, baby, come on. Yes, what about the Duke of Orleans? My sister talks a lot about him.
Monsieur. He's pretty hot. He's pretty hot.
Was he working with Bob?
No, he was working against Bob.
Why were some people trying to take over all these, like the Medicis and the Duke of Orleans?
It's all about, they weren't trying to take over anything. Medicis wanted the money. They were only about the money. That's all they've ever been about. And it's that damn Medici money. It's the problem. And it's not a problem. It's the little part. You see, it's the difference between power and authority. That's the difference.
But why do they want the money when we know money is just like a fiction, fiat thing that doesn't really exist?
It's not whether you win or lose, Roxy. It's how you place the blame. They use money as a placeholder to say, you don't tell me what to do. I can do what I want to. If I'm paying the water bill, I'll use as much water as I like. If I'm paying the electric bill, I'll use as much electric as I like. That exchange is how you have power, or they confuse power or electricity as an overcoming position. That's the rub. You see?
You said the Duke of Orleans is still working some things that are happening now. So what is he doing? And what is this about the Knights of
Malta? Do you remember
Malta?
In Venice? No, stop. Don't get off on all that bullshit. Let's get to the real part. The real part is who in Venice helped Louis the 14th with the mirrors that are in Versailles to this very day. See, Cha, unlike Louis, he didn't get rid of Mama's mirror.
Yes, because crystal and mirrors were technologies that the Venetians had before everybody. Did they brought them from parallel worlds?
Where did they get them? Yes, they did come from this world.
Is the Lalique and the Bone Porcelain also retrieved from other worlds?
Yes, and Louis Comfort Tiffany Favriel. That's the U.S. That's the U.S. side.
Because you also told us to touch the crystals of the chandeliers that are lead.
The lusters, yes.
Were they also from Venice?
Well, not really Venice. They just said it was from Venice. They didn't know where it came from. It came from a hole.
You said all these objects had been looking at all these kings, and they were like somehow looking at us too and transmitting us the power. So which mirror are you talking about? There was a mirror but I think it was in Chambord, or in, I don't remember. I have to see the video. That
it's Baroque, for some Rococo, reason. Carved to death, life-size, big, huge. Oh, in Versailles, I mean, on the show Versailles, it's the one that they brought in. That's the very mirror that was brought in, and they said that Venice has been working on the mirrors, and he was, like, lost in it. It's the same that that Lewis guy got messed up with, the Carol, with the looking glass, through the looking glass.
This week, I've been watching at the mirror. It's, like, very big and all very Baroque, and I was really seduced by that, but it's like a monster mirror, and I was even thinking to buy it, but I'm like, why do I want this monster?
Sure, you don't need it. It's okay. Just let it come to you. It's all you can do. Because otherwise, you're going to have their side of store it all, you see?
Yes, because it's not something I would have thought of having before. Now, all of a sudden, every day I go and stop and watch this mirror. I'm, like, really fascinated by it. It's very big, with a golden Baroque frame. And it goes with a little table.
Yeah, Rococo. Rococo with it under a little pyramid.
But why is there a reason I've been stopping every day and watching this mirror? Why do I feel this attraction to that object?
Power. It reflects your power that's becoming, and you recognize it. So you embraced it because you like it, because it's good, and you didn't want it, and then you got it, and you don't know what to do with it, and then you had it, and you got to use it. Now you're responsible for it. Yada, 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 yada. Here we go.
I was curious about the Knights of Malta and all these stories that they're very weird stories this week about the police in Israel saying they're preparing for the second coming of the Messiah and the rabbis of Jerusalem.
Oh yeah, that Messiah, he's a great big old boy now. And when he comes, and then when he comes again, ooh-wee, he gonna go everywhere. he gonna be a big comer. He gonna be an overcomer. He gonna split the eastern sky. Now that's a load there, honey.
But what are all these things about, really? That the rabbi said Trump is the reincarnation of John the Revelator.
Seven. It was seven Spanish angels.
I was wondering also this week about the Cemetery of the Innocents.
Before you get to that, he looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around and whispered, God will keep us free. They said, hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. There were seven Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. They were praying for the lovers, those that have a simple love, you know, in the valley of the gun. When the battle stopped and the smoke cleared, there was thunder from the throne, and seven Spanish angels took another angel home. Bart, you better get that up.
Very nice.
Is it on the playlist yet? We don't know. Probably not. And I have to get that. I have to get that one. It's pretty good.
Yes. This week I've been finding the Cemetery of the Innocents everywhere. Like, I open a book and they're talking about that, or I look into something and it's just appearing everywhere. And this was the bones of that cemetery were used for the catacombs. And also Flamel built something there, and he even had like a stand where he worked in that cemetery. So I was wondering, why is this place appearing everywhere? The Cemetery of the Innocents in Paris.
Well, now you're rambling again, darling, so bring it back home. Get somewhere.
I know it doesn't exist, but for some reason I feel that I have to go back to Paris, to some places.
Yes, you do. Rue de la Montagne is where you have to go. Rue de la Montagne. You'll get it.
What will be the reason that I feel that I have to go back?
Well, you don't, apparently don't need one. You're feeling you have to go back, so... You have to go back, so... this is your story. We're just telling it. You all right. Ain't nobody hurt. Rue de la Montagne. Have you found it yet?
No, but I'll look into that. Is there anything specific there? Because
well,
I was
now,
also looking...
if we answered all that, you'd already know. You knew you had to go. You tell us. This is your... See, you're at now... You're saying you're compelled. You must do this thing. And now we're saying, okay, now you're asking what the thing is you got to do. So come on, bring it on home, honey. You got to connect the dots.
I have no idea, but I suppose I will find out during the week.
The Habsburgs. Why don't you talk about yourself a little bit? You're always talking about everything else. Talk about you. Let's talk about when you go to sleep, what that's like.
It's really nice. I really enjoy my bed. I have a lot of down feather things.
Yeah.
Pillows.
Yeah, it's very wonderful. Okay, that's enough of that. Let's go on to Berlin. You're seeing changes in Berlin. Tell us about those changes.
Well, first, this winter was not that cold. And there was a phenomenon happening here where I lived that I've never seen. It was in the news and in the newspapers. There was a day there was like a very different type of snow. Everything looked like it was covered with sugar. It was not the normal snow, but it was really beautiful. It was foggy, and it looked like a fairy tale. I never seen that. And it only happened here where I lived.
Right. But see, because what you happened, you were ushering in this new environ. See, the new environ, that's how snow will be. You have less oxygen there. And that's why things are drawn there, and that's why the problems are there, and that's why it's hot as a $2 pistol there, and. You know, it's just examples of your expedient and ushered arrival.
Yes, today was like spring already. So, yeah, it has been a very different type of winter. It's very mild. I was looking into London, and I was thinking there are these pillars and the Sphinx or the lion, and in the pyramid is also besides the Sphinx, the Cheops pyramid. So why do they have the Sphinx or the lion besides the connection with heaven, the pillar or the pyramid?
Well, the connection with Montpellier.
I was also wondering, is the Queen Elizabeth related to the Habsburgs?
The Queen Mum was.
Well, then... The Queen Elizabeth too. If the mom is related, then the Queen too.
Well, no, you're saying the Queen, that's the position. The person is different.
I was reading, she's also related to Solomon.
Albert is related to Solomon.
Yeah, they say they're related to Solomon, to Abraham, and to Moses. So I was really... impressed by that.
Julie?
Who's related?
The Queen Elizabeth.
Queen Elizabeth. You were going to ask about the Hyksos. What about the Hyksos?
Yeah.
Jerry Hyksos died. He had leukemia in his arm.
Now that's Ian talking about Jerry Hicks of the Abrahams.
And that's a blood disease. A blood disease.
Ooh.
Okay, so are the Hyksos,
as the story goes, he caught it from a spider bite.
Good. Is the Queen Elizabeth II related, anything in her family related to the Hyksos tribe?
The mom was.
What about the Canaanites? Because they have the Canary Wharf. They had a lot of commerce with the Canary Islands that were Canaanite.
For the southern people that are American, it's Canaanites. So that's just a little translation. But it's all good. You're doing great.
How is the Queen Elizabeth related to the Canaanites? Or did they only have the commerce?
No. You're confusing it. Be careful. You're calling the land Canaan. People came and left Canaan. So there was lots of things that came from Canaan, okay? So there's been 8 sets of Canaanites of different people. The giants was in Canaan. Right. That was the promised land. That was the land of milk and honey. The ones who invaded or took over the land of milk and honey across the River Jordan became Canaanites, and they're related to the queen. But so if that's true, then so were the damn giants. Damn Moabites. You see,
Medici.
And it damn Demetri money, yeah. So, do you see? There you go. Does that help? You're going to include. Comes back down to the Amalekites.
And what about the Habsburgs? When we go back to the patriarchs.
That's easy. That's in Bob's damn chart.
Who are they related to?
It's a house. It's where the Latvia, Austria all moved. The Radbot.
The 3 crowns of Egypt, when they were worn together, one is white, the other is red, the other is blue, like the flag of France, Britain, and America. So, are these colors showing the connection to Syrophoenicians, or to whom are they connected?
Well, it stopped, though, with Otto. When Otto bit it, it did it. You know, he was over there from fucking Germany.
You're talking about Otto of the 20th century.
Yeah, Otto von Habsburg, the Archduke of Austria.
Yeah, he was the main guy in the 20th century.
And then it stopped.
Do the Habsburg were working with the Duke of Orleans?
Okay. All right, first, you got to get this right. You got to go to Otto the Second, then you go to Werner the Second, then you go Otto the Third, then you split to go to Albert the Third. That's where that connects. That comes down to Rudolf the Second. That goes into Albert the Fifth. This goes into Rudolf the Third. It splits. Then Rudolf the Fifth, which is on Albert's side, and on the other side is Erhard the First. That was the Count of Kyburg, and Gottfried, that's Laufrenberg. Okay, then you go to Rudolf the Second. Now you're going to stay with John Parricide, then Frederick the First, the Fair. Then you're going to Albert the Third. That's the one with the long hair. That was the Count of Tyrol. He was also the Duke of Styria and Carinthia. Then you go all the way over to Albert the Fourth. Then you go to Albert the Second. We're up to like 1404 to 1439 if Bob counts. Send yourself an email. And then Latius the Posthumus. Then you stop, and then it goes back up and comes back over, and you pick it up into Iron, the Duke of Inner. You got to go back up and back down to Iron. Then you got to go to Frederick the Third. Okay. Then you go to Maximilian. That's the one you all talk about. Well, actually, it was the Duke of Burgundy, but that's another conversation. Then to Philip the First. Then you got to bring it down to Ferdinand the First. Then you got to be careful because you got to drop it all the way down to Charles the Second. The Archduke of Austria.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. That's what you want to know? How it's connected? And Camilla Parker Bowles is a slut.
it's really interesting how this is linked.
Well, you asked how it connected, and that's why we had to get. See, you have wars and wars and rumors of wars, but here's not the issue or the problem. What you're talking about here is you have all these monarchies or kingdoms that are applying to themselves, but they're all happening side by side by side. Singing side by side. When you have a simple kind of love, it's easier. You don't get all enthralled with it. You have a simple love, much better.
When their mom, the mother, the queen mother of Queen Elizabeth, was parallel world traveling, to which worlds was she going to? How are these worlds connected to these different monarchies? Do each have their own parallel worlds, or how does this work?
You got to look at your question. Look at your question.
Yes, because you said they are analyzing all these objects to pair the worlds.
Well,
so I want to know why. Why
back.
Do they
stop.
Want to do that?
Stop. You get down to the good part, and we stop you, and then you go on to something else that changes everything. You're talking about the 14th Earl of Strathmore.
In relation to the Louvre accelerator ion, or CERN?
Yes, it is. Not CERN. You fucked up CERN.
Yeah.
That would be Kinghorn.
Roxy's going to fuck up the Louvre. So
CERN.
Roxy's going to fuck up the Louvre, eh? Roxy's going to fuck up
CERN.
The Louvre.
Well, maybe. She can. She certainly can. But CERN would be Kinghorn. Kinghorn. See, this is Claude.
Yeah, you've mentioned the...
This is Claude.
You've mentioned the Earl of Strathmore before. I've heard that name before one of these Sunday mornings. Correct? You have said his name before.
Many times.
So is he...
See, this brings in the Cavendish. I see Cecilia
right.
Cavendish Dentnick was the mommer. Mm-hmm.
So is the Strathmore one of these guys who never died? Been around a long time?
In Lord Clamis. Mm-hmm.
He didn't die either. Did these aristocrats in their, they call them public schools, but they're private schools, these guys became lovers of each other. Did the princes of these royal houses share knowledge in school and Eton, on the playing fields of Eton, knowledge among them,
Eton.
Their family knowledge?
Eton. Yeah, that's where you're going to go if you're going to go to Cambridge, right? Or in going to Oxford.
Oxford, Oxbridge. So they did these kids talk about it in school, about the talents their parents had in parallel worlding?
Yeah.
They knew. Well, some of them knew.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Duke of Orleans somehow linked to the particle accelerators?
Maybe.
What about the Duke of Bourbon? You've mentioned him before in relation to Trump.
Bourbon. Yes.
Bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Is he one of these person who hasn't transitioned?
Yes. Yes.
Are these dukes who are eternal, consciously, are they having some kind of little dancing on each other's toes? Sending
always.
What do they get out of it? Just the joy of victory or more money? What are they getting out of it?
We didn't say.
We've upset the apple cart, though, eh? The RNA drops
we
makes
would say.
It all rather meaningless.
We did, yeah.
We got the better trophy. This is the trophy you want. Not some real estate. Not some parliament. Not some stocks. Not some moonship. You know, some Richard Branson private transportation to the moon. No. No. It's
or maybe a nice glass of gin with a fortified wine, a Dupanet, with lemon.
Now that Trump went to London
2 ice cubes, almost neat.
What did he talk about with the queen, if you can tell us?
How the Bowles Lyon family is reconnected to the Knights Templar.
Oh, and is that connected to the Knights of Malta? What happened with the Pope?
You be careful what you say, Ion. Weigh the words carefully. So, Ion, did you say Bowles referring to Kathy Bowles or whatever that, Camila Bowles? Is that what you were referring to, the Bowles family?
No. Lord, suffering cats. Father, have you lost your mind?
No. Rest assured, I'm confidently sane. Why do you call Camila a slut? Why do you call her a slut all the time, Aya? What's your problem?
She is. She's a knockabout. She's been divorced.
And she spurned you, didn't she?
No, she didn't. No, she took it like a man.
Well, I was also very impressed with all the things Trump has been doing. It's like, I think most presidents say they're going to do this and that, and they never do, but Trump has been really doing what he said he was going to do. So that was very impressive. And some people are reacting against Trump, but somehow I feel like it's the right thing what he's doing. Like, I felt some type of relief. I was telling Bob.
Ask Ian why you're feeling that way. See what he says.
What happened that with all these presidential orders, I don't know how you call them, that
they're doing just exactly that man that they said would never be president. What they say that man will never be. Well, actually, how did she say it? She was the Hyde Pierce, Barbara Bush, yes. She said, isn't he a late-night comedian? She was confusing him with Jack Parr, bless her heart. So she got it all wrong. And now all those things that he said we're going to do, he's doing, and everyone's surprised. He'll never be president. He'll never run. He'll never leave his office. He's going to tear down the White House. He's going to build a ballroom. He's going to drain the swamp. He's going to empty the swamp. He's going to use rich people to make the country great again. He's going to get rid of all these sand Negroes that are running down backwards that don't do what they're supposed to do. They're going to make everybody else clean. They're going to make everything else right. It's going to make America great again, whether you like it or not. And if you don't like it, you can get out. And so he's now doing the very thing that he said he was going to do. And her father was Claude Bowles Lyon. And her mother,
why does Roxy feel
Celia
right about
Bowles
that?
Lyon.
Why does Roxy feel right about what Trump's doing?
Because she agrees.
They're like a big relief.
It's ridiculous. Because they're sitting here going, you're sitting here, everybody's mad because he's doing executive orders for laws that have already been passed. He hasn't passed a single law. All he's saying is that y'all been running all this time with all these laws that you're not following. Well, you're not following the damn law, and now you're mad because you're going to follow the law? What's the hell's the law for if you're not going to follow it? You're not going to follow it? Get rid of it, okay? Give me 3 more governors, and we'll call a constitutional convention. Bart, there's your newsflash. 3 more governors, and you can successfully call a constitutional convention.
Yeah, Rox, we're going to move on.
I just want to ask something else about the Rule Montaigne, because in this street is the Église Saint-Étienne du Mont that you also mentioned when we were in Paris. I don't know. Bob had to go there, and
with Lord and
I
Lady
know about
Glamis.
This church.
What'd you say, Ian?
With Lord and Lady Glamis.
Glynis, but what are you saying I did? Rue Martin? Rue Saint Martin?
Montaigne.
Yes.
What's Montaigne? Where's that?
The street where this church you had to go, Saint Etienne du Mont.
Right, right.
It's in the.
And we did.
Rue Saint Montaigne. Yeah.
Now you're asking Ian about
Martin.
That?
Yes, because I feel that I have to go back to Paris, and he told me to go to the Rue de la Montaigne, and I see the church, Saint-Étienne-du-Mont, there.
You
is
did
that
it.
The church
you connected
that was
the
closed?
Yeah, that's right. You got to go back because you were too. You went. If you didn't go so early, you wouldn't have had all those troubles. But no, y'all know everything. So
it was closed, right? It was behind the church. We
No,
the Abbey.
That was the Benedictine Abbey. This is another church. They were supposed to do some type of ritual there.
Oh, yeah. Ian told me, and I never got there. Yeah. But what's your question? Have you got a question here about Montaigne?
Is this the place I should go to? And maybe the catacombs?
Yes. But go to the ones under Paris. Go to the catacombs under Paris.
That are in Montmartre?
The ones under. No, the ones under those. There's a layer under that.
And where's the entrance for that?
Well, we're not. Well, good Jesus God, get your clothes off and we'll get you happy, too. You got to do something, honey.
Okay.
So what? It's Rue Montaigne, Montaigne. We're talking about Rue.
Well,
Montaigne.
It's like the street of the mountain.
Of the what? Of the mountain.
Yeah. So does this mountain link to
Montaigne
the other
mountain? Means mountain. Yes. What?
Does this mountain link to the mountain, the one we know?
You have to get on the left bank if you're going to do that.
Okay.
It'll actually go
it.
Under the it'll go actually under the river.
From the left bank.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
Okay,
thanks a lot, Roxy.
Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Okay. So we got to go over here.
We're going to send you a map.
Yeah.
Piss
hello,
us
Deb.
Off and run right here. Make us do all this bullshit and then run around here like to run something and say, where is it? Now, when I get there, what do I do? Now I got there. Now, what do I do? And then we tell you to go and you just blow it off like it's nothing. And then you're mad because you had to go back. Just hysterical to us.
Okay, Deborah. Is that you, Deborah?
Yes, me.
Yes, you.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Ian.
Yeah. We were talking
honey.
About Ophino. Ask Ian why Ophanel was given to you in a private session July 15th, 2011.
Because she asked.
No, you were giving names. She didn't know. Nobody knew
the name. You gave the name. And you said Ophanel is becoming and so are you.
Duke, at the federal convention. That's correct.
At the federal convention. Which federal convention?
The one from May 25th to September the 17th.
Of what year? This year?
Why not?
Okay. Well, Bob, I don't know what to ask for that. Why would you choose
That's
my
when
section?
James Madison and Alexander Hamilton were supposed to create a new government rather than fix the existing one. There it is, chilling.
What does that have to do with Ophanel, who
Everything.
You said was in the Bible?
Everything. So is Trump. So are you.
You said
oil
a Naomi.
Your oil licking thing, you.
You brought that up for a reason.
We always do, don't we?
Yes, because my little blonde head doesn't always get things. But
you're doing fine. Somehow you ain't starving, honey. You'll be all right.
Oh no, I'm not, and I am. Boy, I'm big grateful for everything.
Okay. Yeah, you are, and you truly are, because we wouldn't bring it up otherwise. We'd leave you to lay in your wallow. But that's not the case, because you are genuinely, your gratitude is overwhelmingly appropriate. And it doesn't help or hurt. It doesn't do anything to us except gives us the driver. See, it's not about the swing of the golf club, darling. It's the ball that does the flying, right?
Yes. And you can't have a mind when you take that club head back either.
That's exactly correct. It's not a thinking man's game, and you do that well.
No.
But you still gauge. See, now you have the precipitous gauge to know this is good, this is not good, this is okay, this is not okay. And even when it's not comfortable, like your poor little pussy, bless your poor little pussy, once something happens, you have to adjust it and let it go. It's okay. Now you're good. But it was sad, we know.
I know, it broke my heart. It's kind of tough.
It was tender. I know, but it doesn't make any difference. Get on with it. You kill yourself. Do whatever you're going to do. But it was tragic, blah, 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 blah. Okay, we got that. We're just acknowledging that what you were feeling was not wrong. It was appropriate, okay? And that's about it.
Thank you.
Not much more to that. So we're validating it, which we do for very few, especially the Earl of Strathmore. Mm-hmm. So it's good because anything you love like that should be of value. Of value and valor. So, because you do, and that's good. So ain't nobody hurt.
Thank you, Ion. And back to this oil contract. A year or so ago, my sister-in-law was speaking to the, parish courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman pulled up this document I don't really understand, and I called the attorney who handled a lot of things for my mom and dad in Louisiana, and he said that was a very, very tough thing to try to get done. What suggestions do you have with this document? I don't even know where to begin or, any of the 6 degrees of who, what, when, why, where. What suggestions do you have?
The first question is why? What's wrong with what you got?
Well,
is there something wrong with what you got?
No, but this is so what do I mean, today there's not an oil contract as of yet,
mm-hmm.
but that's mm-hmm. very old document may prove that there are some other benefits there. So I'm asking you what suggestions you have. Are you just saying just let it be and let it come to me?
Yeah, that's about your only choice at this point. And why are you having why is it that you're having all these other people run your lascivious living life? Why aren't you involved in any of the conversation or handling or finding out or doing or being or having? And what would be wrong with now since the EPA is gone? You got your little buddy from Texas. He runs it now. He didn't even know what it was. It was his gaffe. It's why he's not president now. His only gaffe is now what he's the sitting chairman of, the Energy Commission. So, honey, the EPA is all but gone. When that's all gone, you can frick the frickin' frack all you want to frick. It'll frack you up. Mm-mm. So maybe it's for a better contract you're trying to elude the offensive one. So
the offensive one?
Yeah, the one you would have had they been successful, but you would have found very offensive later because the fee schedule of what you have to put in reserve, but basically you'd be putting money with the contract to make it good until 1,000 years or something.
Oh, I'm lost on this one.
No, you're fine. We're saying when all that's gone, there won't be any EPA problem, and you won't have all those other constituent positions that you have to have. And then you can do your own contract any way you want to.
And you had also said to buy my brother out, and I didn't really understand that because I see brother and sister as, hanging on to everything they can. So were you referring to this, or were you referring to a timber deed, or what exactly?
You could at the property itself. But if you don't want to do that, you don't have to do that. But before, you remember, there was all kinds of ick, click, crack, run, it. They were selfishly trying to make you rich. So much so that they made sure they got rich first. And that's not offensive. But if there's an issue, we said, coming in your place of power, buy them out or have them removed. We'll kill them for you. We'll kill them for you if you want us to. Let us know. We'll take them right out. Don't bother us. Don't scare us at all. Let us know. But if you want them to hang around another 30, 40 seconds, it's all right with us. Get happy.
Okay.
Notice that long pause, y'all. She actually thought about it for a second. Ooh-wee. This sure am good. Y'all looked at that pause. It's still there. She's thinking about it. She's actually contemplating it. Like, boy, that sounds like a problem. Oh, no, wait a second. If they go be with Jesus, Jesus is nice, and he's no trouble, and you won't have to go to the Gulf because it's closed. It's gone. It's closed for repair. The Gulf is closed for repair. And, well, I don't know. It might be okay. Well, I don't know. Let me think about it. Well, they really haven't been too bad. I might miss them every once in a while. They do have stupid advice. They do go through a whole lot of bullshit that I don't have to go through, and that's pretty good because they try to find out something. They haven't done anything meaningful yet. Everything they've done so far is to know what we can't do and how we can make it so. Kind of interesting. So that was the point of that conversation, darling. But it is intriguing to us that you're still contemplating. It's hysterical. Let us know. We don't care. We jiggy with it.
I would rather come into my power without having to do a lot of icky things.
Well, that's not icky, but yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. We knew you'd win the day. You did it. You made the right choice. See, we have the world to offer you. And then you say, yes, Ion, yes, you have the world to hold till the day that God declares time on earth shall be no more. Fire and brimstone shall rain down, melting like the snow. What will you have to offer then to a dying soul? And then you'd say, then we would say, but you don't sin, you're good enough. And you'd say, oh, Ion, there's not a just man up on earth.
Wow, okay.
Do what's good and sin is not. All we, like you, have gone astray. Yes, very wonderful.
Ooh, that's a lot.
It's just ambrosia, darling.
Last week, I was telling you about that dream two or three weeks ago, and you said that machine was a Sith, S-I-T-H.
That's correct.
Well, there is no machine I can find on the Google Earth called an S-I-T-H, but there is an S-I-T-H that is a dark force. When it was referred to in Star Wars, which I haven't seen in a long, long time.
No, so, that's fine. The Sith is like a group or a type of Jedi master from the other side. That's not what we're talking about. A Sith is something that you know, the sickle that you use to reap with, that would be a Sith. But now you're saying from that aspect, it's from the aspect of that would glean, the gleaner. Now, gleaning isn't bad unless you're lopping off somebody's head. Then people take offense at it. We don't, but you see.
Well, I guess my question is, was I witnessing a dark, was I dealing with a dark force in my
life? Isaiah 53:6. Bart's even already put it on the Goober Snatcher for you.
Isaiah 53:6. Okay.
Yeah, if you want us to, we'll have somebody sing it and put it in today's playlist. Would you like that?
That would be good.
We can do things. Saying they can sing it to you. But you may confuse it with Zappa. That would be tragic, wouldn't it?
I don't think I would confuse it with Zappa.
good.
It says we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Yes. And I behold a white cloud, and upon the white cloud sat one as the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Bart's fucking up some commas today, eating on the money. That's Revelation 14:14 and 15.
So how does that relate to this dream experience?
It's exactly as the dream experience played out. Exactly how the throne and the crown is dispensed. Exactly how you fit and juxtapose your position within the condition response. The condition response.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because I wasn't engaging. I was just observing and knowing that I would be okay.
Right.
It was like
I was there, but nobody knew I was there. But then at the same time, you were sipping on a great big glass of liquid doubt.
Liquid what?
Doubt.
Oh, well, you know that theme well. I've been very aware of that. A little.
We balanced it because you know what you know. You just don't know what you don't know. See, then there it rubs. And so, but you don't last long at it because you know that you move it to something else. You move it to something else and then dispel it and let it go. Then it does.
Thank you. That clears up a lot.
Let's talk about carburetors.
What about carburetors?
Do not use those Renegade Holly carburetors, even though they fit, if you had to replace one.
What type should I use?
Holly.
I thought you said don't use the Holly.
No, the Renegade, two versions. Holly's the only one that you can use. But there's a knockoff version and a real one. Get the real one.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're going to save 30 cents and cause $10,000 worth of trouble.
No.
So that's the thing.
No,
you can have to. But don't do it because, see, the choke gets stuck on the others.
Okay.
And then you got to rebuild it and you tear it down. And it can cause a fire and do all kinds of problems, but that's the exception, not the rule.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, and they're going to stop making the solenoids for the starter. They're going to stop making that solenoid. So when you, if you're able to pump into one, it's like $12 or something. Grab it. You might use it later.
And
who are you talking to?
Me.
Oh, okay. What was the last topic?
Carburetor.
Holly. The difference between a Renegade Holly and a regular Holly carburetor. For a 454 four barrel with four in the floor, Bob. At Detroit.
Yeah.
You ever worked on a Detroit, Bob?
Yeah, that's Deb's language. That's her subculture of guys selling stuff.
Ooh,
the only
stop.
Woman in
you're
the business
our,
is Deb.
You're making our TT card. Stop talking all that smack. It's terrible. Spit it out. Come on. Spit it out.
Yeah. Deb picks a profession where she's the only blonde amongst all the men.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And giggles all the way to the bank.
That's right.
That's a Detroit.
Tell me, the engine, Detroit. Mm-hmm.
Yes, plant. So speaking of cars, Ion, this idea of Americana and bringing it back, you gave that to me this week, correct?
Yep, we did. And we also told you before, when this was all in the muckety-muck, when everything was kind of going to hell in a handbasket with the tarp, because you remember the tarp and all the conversation of what to do and how to do and how we're going to survive and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, we told you then what was going to happen. You're going to come back to the world of views.
You also told me I'd hear the train coming way before it was
coming
down the track.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've had a sense of that, and I'm I'm in this place of now, you know, trying to figure out the next direction in this.
Petticoat Junction.
And we explain how Petticoat Junction will assist me with this.
Bart, put the words up. He'll be here in just a second. He's very good.
Okay.
He just did the Dr. Detroit, too.
Were you just talking
horticulture? Oh, my God. That is not LaRouche. That is not LaRouche land. You ridiculous little snot. Come ride the little train that's rolling down the track to the junction. Listen here. Go. Forget about your cares, Deb. It's time to relax at the junction. There's lots of curves. You bet. You know that already, you big old thing. You even more when you get to the junction. Okay? There's a little hotel called the Shady Rest at the junction. It's run by Kate. Come and be her guest at the junction. And that's Uncle Joe. He's moving kind of slow at the junction. So why don't you do like every other thing we've ever told you to do that is literal and work in that constraint. When you get to the junction, conjunction, what's your function? Oh, Lord, sign up words and phrases and clauses. Law, Bart's just too cool for school. But you use that literally, and then something will come up, and they'll say, well, at this juncture, and you're going to go, juncture, wait. Whoa. And you're going to stop. You'll have little, you're bringing it back up again even now, this same thing from way back then. So apparently you haven't hit the junction yet, eh?
I would say you are correct.
Okay. So therefore you're patiently living and enjoying and becoming and ascending beautifully, by the way. And, I mean, because you can't grow fingernails like you got, honey, and not be ascending, right? Well, you giggle.
With a little help from my friend.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do. But anyhow, it's the base is what you're working with. But the issue is like your skin, your dermis, the changes in your insect body are delicious. It's easy.
So you're just saying relax and it'll all come together.
Forget about your cares. It is time
at the junction.
To relax at the junction.
Got it.
There's a lot of curves you can bend. There's even more when you get to the junction. Okay. Excellent. So just whiz through this, and then when you get there, then step back a little bit. When some may say you're doing that already, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Deb, were you discussing horticulture? Is that what I would say?
Horticulture?
Yeah, gardening.
Nuclear
fission. Gardening.
Nuclear. No. That's what ladies of ill repute do when you're developing whorish ways. It's a horticulture, Bob. It's a horticulture. It's a horticulture. Hoity-polloity. The courtesan. The courtesan wares. Nice. That's good. Yeah, horticulture is what we were talking about, Bob. You can put that in your email. It'll be beautiful. Don't forget to hit send. Don't forget to hit send, though. Hit send. It's good. And Deb, just tell him to leave the money on the nightstand. It's good.
Yeah. You leave the money on the nightstand, Bob.
Yeah, all right. No problem.
Ion, will the dinar reevaluate?
It may, but it's so scary.
Yes,
see,
it is.
Because when you triangulate it out, it doesn't go well. See? Because, see, the Kuwaiti did pleasantly, but that's because they acquiesced to who was in charge. And that very well thing could happen here as well. But you got the Sunnis and the Shiites that can't even settle. And they used to be kind of buds. They ain't buds no more, darling. So the chances of it getting something that will balance into itself, not good. Not good at all.
So you would not recommend buying that? Or are you saying buy it and...
No. We are not, unless it's $300 a million, but then that's more than the going rate. You can make money on that.
And
okay, You got some more questions?
Okay, Bob.
You got some more questions?
No. I think I'm good. I'm pretty full. My little head is spinning.
Sad income.
I've got that.
We know. But don't. And you got a nice. You got a bump on the dividend, 52 cents a share. How nice is that? But now listen, y'all. Do not go in here and buy too much of this shit. You're running the price up. Go slow. Stage out your orders a little bit. There ain't no reason to go crazy. It ain't gonna sour. Just go a little bit.
No.
Don't go crazy. No reason.
That's what I've been doing.
A little word. You know, you're doing fine, but we say others will hit, and they go start going crazy, and then all of a sudden we hit market share, and then it starts bumping, and it's like, come on, Lord's been. Look at the strike. You can watch the strike prices. When we say one damn word, all of a sudden you're 15, almost 16 times earnings. One little word, 16 times earnings. It's insanity. You know, then you get your bid at 49 and all the way up to then the underlying price at 48.48. You got a ton of folks on the bid size at 52.50 at the highest price of 475. And that's on the strike of the money. So, and that's for contracts coming up on February 14th. So it's already had that huge effect on the whole thing just with our little wordy words. And we don't like to do that, but we got to tell you what to do. And it's safe. And it's easy and it's calm and we got it down. So, but don't rush in there. You'll run your price up and hurt your value yields because you're still making almost 5% on the dollar. And what you bought it at, you're doing great. You're probably almost close to 6% of interest on your money because you bought it correctly.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome, darling.
Thank you, Ion. Thanks.
You were talking about plants. Why are we talking about plants?
No, the Detroit plant where they built cars and engines.
Oh, okay.
The Detroit is a miserable engine to work on.
So that's what...
Do you laugh like that when you're out with the salesman, with the used car salesman?
Oh, I don't go out with used car salesmen. I am the used car sales girl. Not used,
there
classic.
There you go. Classic.
I don't it's
been a business doing pleasure with you, Bob.
Yes. you don't make
Yes, I giggle and I have fun.
Do you laugh like this? You laugh like that with your men?
No,
I suppose
with your men, your customers, with your customers, not, your not necessarily her men. The girls can buy too. She's like you, Bob. She'll stay with you till you buy or die.
Yeah, Deb would do well in Westworld. There are a lot of actors look like Deb.
She already
had.
Yeah. Get her a Stetson hat though. Get her a big old Stetson hat. She'll be on the money.
All right.
Yep.
Well, there you go.
Thanks.
Did you like the music this morning? At some point.
Oh yes, it was a very good mix.
After
I'm enjoying the Ion playlist as well. I listened to some of the Zappa, and then I switched over and heard Renner last night. That was a good session. And
who's
then
Renner?
I switched.
What's that? What's Renner?
Wasn't that the guy's name? The first one that was talking to Ion.
No.
I thought his
Your
name
house,
was
yes, Bob.
Reiner. It's,
oh, Reiner, not Renner.
Reiner.
Okay. Yeah, Reiner. That was good, eh? Bet you like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been good.
Very
good. Reiner, the interaction with the Reiner in the morning.
We used to sing that crazy song when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you never were a kid.
No?
No.
Childlike.
I think I think I'm still childlike. I hope I stay that way.
It's good. It's good. It's all good. Ain't nobody hurt.
Okay, Deb. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome always, darling.